So our readings today focus on the sacrament of marriage. And Christ goes back to the very beginning of creation and recovers the original meaning of what marriage is. Marriage is a permanent union between a man and a woman. We have this month the Synod in Rome, which is a group of theologians and bishops who are gathering in Rome to clarify the church's teaching on marriage and specifically to address the crisis we have in the world today regarding marriage. And the crisis runs so deep that not only are marriages in trouble, but we can't even decide what marriage is within our society. You know, there's attempts to redefine what marriage is. And there's quite a few misunderstandings of marriage that are circulating through our society. And this is something that there's been no confusion on in all of human history. You know, every civilization up until the modern era has had a clear and consistent teaching on what marriage is. Because people have generally recognized basic truths about marriage that are being obscured today. So what is the importance of marriage? Well, it's pretty basic. Our society and our church needs children to continue to exist into the future. Without children, your society doesn't last very long. It's dead within one generation. And so too with the church. And it's the union between a man and a woman which procreates children. You know, that's the foundation, the simple biological purpose of what marriage is. And when children come into the world, they don't raise themselves. You know, parents know that. It takes a lot of work and a lot of effort to raise children to be virtuous young men and women. And marriage, the permanent union between a man and a woman, provides the stable foundation in which children can grow up and can learn about how to love somebody faithfully, how to forgive people, basic virtues that are necessary for them to be to thrive in the world. They learn those virtues within the family. And so we need strong families in order for our society and in order for the church to continue to flourish. And when that sanctuary of the family is broken, for whatever reason, that can cause very, very deep scars in children. You know, it causes a lot of pain and suffering, and it can be devastating to them as they grow up. And so it's important for us to strengthen as best we can that fundamental union between a man and a woman, because it is, for these reasons, the most fundamental building block of society. If marriages are strong, then society will be strong, and the church will be strong. If our marriages are weak, then our society is going to collapse and our church is going to weaken as well. And it's also for that reason that marriage is part of the common good. You know, why do we have legislation that protects and highlights marriage in particular? There's other human relationships that are not protected legally. You know, the relationship between coworkers, the relationship between fraternity brothers or sorority sisters, or, you know, other types of human relationships are not protected. But marriage is, because it contributes to the common good, you know, the procreation and education of children. Now, realistically, many marriages are broken in our society. And for those people who are in broken marriages, healing is possible. And the church has a variety of ministries and the sacrament of confession and different ways to offer healing. And there are a lot of single parents out there who make heroic sacrifices for their children. And so I don't want to denigrate what they do. And healing and forgiveness is always possible for the past. But it's also important for us to emphasize the ideal for the sake of our future, for the sake of our children. Just a few stats on marriage. In 1960, 5% of children were born outside of wedlock. Today, that number is 41%. 5 to 41%. In 1960, 73% of kids were in a family with their father and mother in the first marriage. 73%. Today, that number is 46%. So it's actually a minority of children that grow up within a traditional family environment. The divorce rate is slowly falling, which might on the surface look like a good number, but the reality is a lot of people aren't even bothering to get married anymore. They just live together. And they live together without any commitment. Basically saying, well, yeah, I love this person, so I'll live with them, but the moment things turn sour, I'm going to leave them. I'm going to ditch this person. The number of adults that were never married in 1960 was 9%. That number is 20% today, so it's more than doubled. So what we're seeing is a very radical and a fundamental change in the very foundation of our society. And that's going to have far-reaching consequences. And if you look at any sociological indicator, whether you're looking at the rate of risky behavior among kids, the rate of drug abuse, the rate of promiscuity, the rate of dropouts from high school, all of those numbers get worse when marriages break apart. The ideal for young people is, you know, a faithful foundation of marriage with a mother and a father. So what we see is our society, our marriages are disintegrating, they're crumbling, and we need a savior. We need Christ's teachings. It's like we're sinking in the water, and we need to reach out to Christ and have him pull us out of the water, because our society is going to collapse if we keep moving in this direction. And so what does Christ teach us about marriage? Well, there's a lot of things, but I just want to highlight one thing from today's readings that he talks about, which is the permanence of marriage. That it is a permanent commitment, that God actually bonds a man and a woman together. There's an invisible sacramental bond that he creates between a husband and a wife. One of my students, when I was teaching down at Altar High School, I was talking about the permanence of marriage. And she raised her hand and she said, well, that's all well and good, Father, but what happens if you fall out of love? I thought to myself, you know, how sad is that, that this young girl, and probably a lot of the students, are already setting themselves up for failure. She's going into marriage expecting that she might fall out of love, and the moment she does, the marriage is over. And that's the mentality that a lot of young people take with them into marriage. And I think part of it might be the Hollywood ideal of, you know, love at first sight, you fall in love, you know, it's like this emotional euphoria, and then at a certain point you might fall out of love. And if so, you drop that person like a sack of potatoes. That's not how we treat human beings. Human beings deserve better than that. The commitment that we make in love is ultimately not an emotion, it's a commitment in our will. That we see goodness in the other person, and no matter what happens, we're going to be faithful to that person. You know, when a husband and wife make the marriage vows, they say that they will stay true to each other for better or for worse, for richer or poor, in sickness and in health, until death do us part. They make a commitment to be faithful, whether it feels good or not, and to work through the hard times as an act of love. You know, love is built on that rock-solid commitment to be true to someone until death. That's what marriage is based upon. And love is possible. It is possible to make that commitment. You know, we have couples in this parish who celebrate 20, 30, 40, 50-year anniversaries. They're signs to us that faithful commitment within marriage is possible. Christ doesn't want us to experience the pain of a divorce and the break apart of our families. He wants us to experience real and authentic love. And ultimately, we were created for eternity, which is a place where love is undying. And marriage is supposed to be a sign to us in this world, the faithful love of a husband and wife. It's a sacrament, meaning it's a sign of something greater. It's a sign of the permanent love that Christ has for his church, for each one of us. And that love is eternal. It's an unbreakable bond. And so as we look at the sacrament of holy matrimony, it's important for us to develop a proper view of what marriage is. It's not just an emotional euphoria. It's not just for the self-satisfaction of the two people entering into it. It's a sacred bond where a man and a woman make a commitment to be true to each other no matter what. And for our young people, it's important for us to pass that on to our young people, parents and grandparents, to actively teach that to our young people so that they have a proper view of what marriage is as they approach the sacrament, and so that they look for a spouse who has those same values, so that our marriages will work out and will flourish. Because ultimately, we need strong marriages for the good of our society and for the good of our church. The stronger our marriages are, the stronger the future of our church would be. And so we thank Christ for giving us this teaching, a beautiful teaching of what marriage is, and we need to look to that in order to get our society and to get our marriages back on track for a flourishing society.